it's Anto.
And Erin.
And we're back. I guess you could say we were on a break.
No, we weren't.
We were on a break.
No, we weren't.
We were on a break. We were on a break. We were on a break. We were on a break.
So depending on what side of the discussion you're on, we may or may not have been on a break. but we're back. That's the important
thing.
We're back. Podcast number three, I believe.
This is
number three. Awesome. So, coming up on this week's episode, we've got a few topics to discuss. First of all, we're just going to have a little... just going to have a little chat, a little catch up about what's been going on.
Yeah, what's been going on?
Yeah, what's been going down? Then we'll also... You were on a hen, were you?
I was.
You were weighing a hen.
I was. Yeah, it's my first hen party, actually.
Aww.
It was a fucking disaster.
Jesus, okay. Perfect. So we'll talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'll fill you in.
Then we've got our new segment, our recurring segment, our weird, wonderful world of weirdos. So, the Kardashians are in town here in Limerick. Kind of. Oh. I'll fill you in a while.
Yeah, fill us in.
Okay, so we're back. So I suppose a little catch up on a few bits. We're going to kind of make a proper go of this podcast and start, you know, actually pulling the finger out and recording weekly and releasing weekly, yeah?
Speak for yourself. I've been pulling the finger out.
Was this on the hint?
Nasty.
Yeah, but so in previous podcasts, we discussed a few little things. First things first, if you haven't listened before, we run a swear jar system here. Why is that, Erin?
Because I have a mouth like a sewer.
Yeah, you do. You drop a few bombs and all that, don't you?
I dropped the occasional F-bomb. I've already dropped one, actually.
Did you?
Yeah,
missed that
you didn't
one. I'll have
it.
To go back and listen. Oh, you got away with that one. So basically, every time Erin curses on the podcast, you got to drop 20 cents into the swear jar.
It's just passion, guys. It's just passion.
You can call it passion, but I mean, I don't curse half as much.
You told me you were raised better.
I was raised better. But also, I edit the podcast. So anytime I say our cunt. See, I can do that and I can just get
it's
away
not
with
fair.
It. Yeah, it is, yeah.
Okay, it's whatever. That's okay.
Now, you know what? I'm going to throw you on the swear jar anyway because fuck it, I got paid yesterday. So,
okay.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's our swear jar system. So
you even say it very politely.
I know, right?
Cheater.
Yeah. And then catching up as well on... we're not going to talk too much about Love Island this week, obviously, because it's all over the shop and everyone's kind of... probably a little bit sick of it now, especially if
sick
you're not
to
watching
death
it.
Of it. I don't watch it. I'm sick
yeah.
to death.
But do you remember I did say, because of all the waxing that was going on with those guys, I said, if we get to 500 followers on our new Instagram page, which we are releasing this week, and you can go check it out on Instagram at adulting_4_dummies.
Follow.
There you go. If we get to 500 followers by the week of the final of Love Island this year, I'm gonna wax down. I'm gonna
bit of confidence, Anto. Come on, bit of confidence.
Have you seen my legs? There's like a forest going on there. Is that yeah?
No.
I'm gonna get fully waxed here on the podcast live as we record on the week of the final. If we get to 500 followers,
so and I will live stream it on Instagram.
Yeah, we'll live stream it as well. Okay.
Just for your entertainment, and I have a beautician as well.
Oh no, okay, yeah. So if that's something you want to hear,
and
if you
see.
if you just want a good laugh, make sure you follow. Like I said, Instagram is at adulting_4_dummies, and our Twitter is
at 2dumbadults.
Yeah, that's fair, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is pretty fair, yeah.
So make sure you hit us up on the gram and on Twitter, and I will keep you updated with all the comings and goings and release the podcast, all that kind of thing. We are across all the various podcast forums except Apple, who
are so wrong.
Yeah, listen, come on Apple, get your act together. But we're on everything else. We're on the Google. I have an iPhone.
We're on Google Cast.
Google Cast, that's the one.
Yeah, and as
Spotify,
I said before, yeah,
Acast, and
they're all free.
Everything. Yeah, they're all free. SoundCloud, the whole lot. So make sure you check us out. Give us a follow on social media, and we'll be throwing up polls and all that kind of crack as well. We'll have a bit of fun with the social.
Pretty please.
Pretty please. Yeah, we don't want to kind of come across like we're pleading, but we're pleading.
We're
please,
begging.
Please.
If you don't, and if my friends don't, because I know you're listening, I will at you.
They've been called out, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean, what's been going on with you lately? It's ridiculously hot in here today.
The hate, lads. I'm not able, the hate.
Lads, I tell you what, my
car was reading 38 degrees. Now, that was just because...
38?
Yeah, but that was because the car was moving. It had been parked up all day and then it started moving and it went down to like 28.
Yeah, no, it was ridiculously hot today, all right.
Blessed be the AC.
Yeah, you gotta love the AC. I mean, look, it's sticky. We're not used to it in Ireland, I think, is the main problem. So yeah, you just kind of gotta make do. You know, call in to work sick in the morning, head to the beach, give it a little, give a little Mean Girls a little. I'm sick.
I'm so sick.
Yeah, throw that one to the boss and see if that goes down well.
Yeah,
I don't think it will. But.
And make sure your pets have lots of water, guys.
Yeah, actually, that's a very good point. So obviously, mm-hmm. we're both animal lovers, as should absolutely every one of you be. like dogs, cats, all that kind of crack, hamsters, fish are probably okay.
My dog currently has about 6 bowls of water.
Yeah,
back.
Too right. Listen, I've been thinking about taking a bowl of water around with me as well.
Yeah, you'd need it, to be fair.
It's ridiculously hot. So look the after hit. The pets, people. But yeah, make sure you get out and enjoy the sunshine over the weekend. Get out to a beach. Or where's your favourite beach? What do you got?
Fenor, actually, in County Clare.
Fenor.
And the better.
It's a bit of a random one, isn't it?
It's a bit of a trek, but I do like it because it's the coastal road back there anyway. So
yeah, it is
fine.
Beautiful. I was up that way for work yesterday, actually driving up the coastal road. So yeah. we hit up Lahinch, on over the cliffs to Doolin, up to Listoon, up around Ballyvaughan. It is an absolutely beautiful drive.
Doolin is where the heart is. I've always said if I ever get married,
Lahinch
I'm going
to... I gotta love Lahinch. Yeah, there's something about Lahinch. I don't know. See, now my mom is from Lahinch, right?
Okay, well that's fair.
Yeah, and like I did live there briefly for about a year or two, I think, when I was like a really small little wean.
Yeah. Lahinch is grand, but I just think one bit of sunshine and everyone and their mother and the dog and the kids and the grandparents and aunts and uncles are all there. Like,
yeah, that's very true,
it's
actually.
It's black, like,
so if
people.
You're trying to avoid all those people, yeah, it's probably the best place to go.
No, I like Fenor. Fenor is very clean and it's always really quiet-ish. Yeah. And there's always surfer dudes there. So.
Hey. there's a few other nice beaches. Like down around Kerry, obviously, there's a few gorgeous ones. Like, yeah.
Don't start me on Kerry.
I know, Kerry's nice. Is it Ballyhoig? That's in Kerry, isn't
Ballyhoig,
it?
Ballyhoig, yeah. And then nice. There's a beautiful spot called the Maharees. Shout out to my mom again.
Ballybunion's quite nice as well.
Ballybunion's lovely, yeah.
Where else? Is there any other beaches
there's
around?
There's a nude beach in Ballybunion.
Is
you
there
know
a
nude
beach in Ballybunion?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was wondering why everyone was in the nip, to be honest.
There is, yeah. There's a nude beach there. The other side, there's a little spit of land there that separates the nudists and the regulars.
Oh, right, okay, sounds good to me.
Yeah, if you see some weirdo standing up there next week looking at Jesus' aunt,
I'm not gonna lie, it's quite possible. You gotta get that all over tan, though, you know.
Yeah, true.
I'm currently, so obviously, I rock a lot of hats, so I've currently got a lovely tan line right across my forehead. I look like, do you know when there's like scum on the side of a bathtub? that's what my forehead looks like right now. Yeah, so it's a good look.
It's not that bad. You showed me your hair. It's not that bad.
It's not good either.
Yeah, no, I love Doolin. It's like where the heart is.
It is good. Obviously, like you said, though, down Lahinch, we're only piping on about doing Lahinch, but down Lahinch next couple of weeks is going to be absolutely epic. The Irish Open is in Lahinch, not this coming weekend, but next weekend. So the Irish Golf Open, if you didn't know that was going down, yeah.
How the hell would you not know? There's banners
know,
and bunting
all
everywhere.
Over there.
And there's golf balls scattered from Ennis to Lahinch.
There literally is, yeah. So if you get lost along the way, just get as far as Ennis on the motorway and you just follow the golf balls
on
the
road.
Trust me, it's going to be an absolutely epic weekend. There's a lot of bands playing over the weekend and stuff as well. So it's going to be awesome. There's fireworks display, I think, on Saturday
night. They're shutting off the street. There's shuttle buses and everything and everyone's catered for a family day, the whole lot.
Yeah, so definitely go check that out if you're anywhere around that area. Let's say not this weekend but the following weekend, first weekend of July. Oh my god, we're at July
already.
Keep going. July, there you go. Honda Mundi shout out. No, he doesn't have Instagram, there's no point.
No.
So yeah, let us know. Actually, like I said, we've got all the social media up. We also have an email address, which is aaronandanto@gmail.com. Let us know where your favourite beach is, because I'm thinking over the next couple of weeks, this weather stays, I wouldn't mind finding some new beaches. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hit us up, DM us, slide into the DMs. And
no negative stuff.
No, all the negative stuff. Throw it at me. Because I'll throw it straight back at you.
Yeah. Oh my God, that'd be so interesting. Just do one podcast addressing all the negative stuff.
Oh, call everyone out.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mother. I was going to say it. I'm learning, guys.
Swear jar. But it's for the kids. You can't not swear, because then we'll have no money to give to charity on episode 20.
That sounds really screwed up.
It's for the kids. You got to do it. You got to swear.
Motherfuckers.
Oh, ding. So that's basically, we're all cut up, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's been going on.
Pretty much.
God, what awesomely interesting lives we lead.
Anything with you? You got over your cold fairly all right.
I did, just about. I mean, I died 3 times, but yeah. I'm back. I still sound like crap, but that's just my natural tone. There's not much I can do about
that.
Did you do
anything weird, like drinking like nettle soup or anything?
Nettle soup? No, I didn't do anything nettle soupy. Soupy. I just kind of lay on the couch and cried and watched Love Actually. With a big blanket. Yeah, it was weird. Listen, my head was all over the shop.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it had to be done. It was good though. It was so good.
Didn't do anything interesting?
Anything? I'm trying to think now. No, I got nothing going on.
I had the most interesting weekend, so.
Oh, right, okay.
I win.
Okay, so you went on a hen last weekend, did you?
I did, my first hen.
Your first hen?
I think it is,
oh,
yeah.
God, does that mean we're like getting to be like adults now? It's not like 21st anymore. Oh, Jesus, the 21st were a long time ago.
People are getting married now and stuff, yes, like it's weird. Hens.
So where did you go?
We went to Carrick-on-Shannon.
Oh, yes, the thralling metropolis of Carrick-on-Shannon.
The central point of the country where they all go. Yeah. Some town, hey.
Some town, hey.
It was Vanessa who organised it.
Okay.
Hi, Vanessa. And she did a fantastic job. We had a lovely house, which we all stayed in. There was beds.
How many of you went down?
Everywhere. Oh, jeez. I think there was 12 or 13 of us.
Did you get like a bus or did you all kind of
Yeah, we
up?
Got a bus. Yeah, nice. The bus on the way up was great crack. We drink shots of Mickey Finn's at 12 o'clock in the day.
Mickey Finn's? Jeez, lads, you're well hard, aren't you?
Well, you know, when you haven't really had a breakfast and you know, you're drinking gin and tonic already and then someone's like, Mickey Finn's down the back of the bus.
Yeah.
We're like, wait, we're 16, bus drinking again. Bring it on. But no, it was great. Then we went on a boat cruise, which was actually really, really nice.
All right, okay.
Really good vibes and everything. And then we went for a 3-course meal.
So, yeah, really interesting.
That's where shit started going downhill for me anyway. yeah, look, I recommendation, lads. I do the dinner maybe at the start.
Yeah, a bit of soakage.
Yeah.
It's probably a good call.
3-course, like that, and that was at 6:30, and we've been drinking since 11:30.
Well, I mean, it depends what time of the day you leave as well. Like, you know, obviously, like a lot of stags, if they're going to be based in Ireland, people are going to kind of go maybe after work or lunchtime on a Friday. That's when they're going to head out. So, like, yeah, grand if you can kind of everyone meet up at 4 or 5 o'clock and then have a munch and then sesh on or whatever. Like, that's grand. But, like, if it's a case of if you're getting up at 8 o'clock in the morning, like, you can't have dinner then, like, can you?
No, but I just think a 3-course meal was too much for me. Hence why I had to get a taxi home at 11:30 because...
No!
Yeah.
11:30?
I was violently ill.
You absolute nun.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And two of the other girls were getting sick as well and they just like...
Power on!
Went into the bathroom, powered on and
absolutely.
I was like... But I was so bad. Like, it was... I'm blaming my steak. I got a steak.
You got a steak.
Oh, asked for it well done and it came out rare.
Oh,
well
sorry.
Done.
I mean, listen, do you know what? Whatever about going home at 11:30, order a steak well done. I'm far more upset.
Sorry, I just like to eat.
Oh, God. All right, so did you go for the weekend? So did you have a couple of nights at it?
We went up the Saturday and we were back the Sunday.
So basically you went on about half a hen is what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much.
You went on a chick.
But
an egg. You had an egg weekend away. Oh, she's gone. She's fallen off the chair.
That was very good. That was very quick of you. Well done. I'm actually crying. No.
So which came first, the egg or the taxi home?
I'm sure I went on the egg.
Yeah, I was at a hen this weekend and I went on the absolute egg. Like,
but you know what the funniest fucking thing was? I was actually...
Ding!
Sorry. I had the last laugh because the bride, unfortunately, she had family issues, so she had to be back in Ennis.
Oh, like serious kind of like thing?
Yeah,
like,
very serious thing, unfortunately. And everyone had to be up at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning.
So you had to drive the bus, did you?
God, you're very funny this evening.
It's the first.
Yeah, so one of the girls, God bless her, I won't name names.
Dude, throw out the names.
Clara, I'm so sorry, man, but your recall out. She, I think, got maybe an hour's sleep with two other girls. Right. And she was sitting on her bed at 8:30 and she just looked at me and she was like, Aaron, is this real life? Is this really happening? What day is it? I had the last laugh. Like, I was fine on the bus on the way home, but Carrick and Shannon has this bar. You've never been to Carrick and Shannon, have
no,
you?
No, I've never. I've actually never been on a stag, to be honest.
Have you not?
No, you're, I don't know what's going on.
It's going to happen. We're getting there.
Maybe,
like,
maybe I just haven't been invited. No, to be fair, got to shout out the lads, Boom and Circa. What up? Congratulations. Just got engaged. So we'll have a stag for that soon enough, I suppose.
Yeah. No, they're great crack, like, but Carrick and Shannon has one bar called Dunn's Bar. Unreal.
What's the spot like, is it?
It's so good. Yeah. If we'd a bar like that in Ennis, I'd never come out of it.
Or you'd leave at 11:30.
No. I know now not to eat a 3-course meal in the middle of drinking. I was washing my dinner down with vodka, like.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, what made me get sick, like, but that's, I was violent.
An absolute lightweight, but yeah, okay.
No, I'm my liver is building its stability slowly but surely. But
there you go.
Yeah, no, we're getting to that age now as well. But I have a question for you.
Okay.
Are you more of a person who go, if you were given two options, so if you were like, oh, Anto, we're going out in the town, we're going to go mad yeah, set, or if a few people were like, we're having a barbecue, a couple of beers, some music,
yeah,
chilling at the house, which would you go for?
So what you want to do is you put one of those ideas on one slice of bread, right? And you put the other idea on another slice of bread, right? And then in the middle of that sandwich, you just fake off to like Prague or something and throw it all together into one thing. So you do all of that.
Okay.
But you do it off somewhere foreign where most importantly, where you can't be seen.
Fair enough. No, it's just...
Things happen on stags and hens that should not be brought back home to anyone.
Listen, you,
like, yeah.
What happens on the hen and the stag stays on the hen and
yeah,
the stag.
Yeah, that is very
That's
true.
The rule. That's
no,
the rule.
To be honest, no, as in... for the most part, like, when I think of it for myself, I mean, look, first of all, I'm going to have to get a missus. It's probably never, my stag will probably never happen at this stage. But for my own, I'd like it to be, I don't want to go, like, mad one, like, lads drinking in the airport 6 a.m. and going to, like, Prague or going to do whatever for a weekend and just, like, being absolutely reckless. It's not really my vibe. I'm not a massive drinker. Like, I enjoy a good few pints and a bit of crack with lads, but I prefer something more chilled. And I think good hens and stags are something where, like, you do some sort of activity or you do some sort of something in the day. Like, not just, like, you know, dinner or whatever, but, like you did the riverboat thing and stuff.
Yeah, and
like,
it was lovely.
For me, like, with the lads, like, if we went and played, like, even if it was just, like, pitch and putt or something, or, like, you know, the bubble soccer or, like, you know, go shooting or something, like, so, just do something.
Yeah.
All together. And, like, yeah, you'd be having a can or whatever doing it, but, like, something nice and chill first. And then, you know, head off wherever you're heading, whether it be in Ireland or wherever it be.
Yeah.
Like, but, like, have it be actually a bit of crack for the weekend and a few laughs and, like,
something
not
memorable,
just drinking,
like,
drinking.
Yeah,
like, do you know what I mean?
There is a lot of packages and stuff that are offered in Ireland. So you can get group deals. I think one of the lads that I know went, they went like 4x4 off-road driving.
Oh, yeah. Something like that would be awesome.
Yeah,
exactly.
And then they went like doing archery, which with a couple of drinks in them was...
is really good fun.
Yeah. Super dangerous.
Come on, we played the target on Johnny's arse. Yeah. Great crack. Yeah.
Apples on top of their head and crap like that. But yeah, no, it's just interesting because me and the girls were actually talking about it on the hen. And like for my birthday now, for the last couple of years, I've just had something at the house.
Yeah.
Because I just can't be arsed now dealing
with...
most
people are the same. Yeah. Right? It's like after you've had like your 21st, like your next kind of anyway remotely kind of big one is like your 30th maybe. Like, so like...
But it's just, we're all just all getting sick of going into town and seeing the same heads and the same music and the same place.
But see, when you have a big group of friends as well, like it's someone's birthday every couple of weeks. It just gets very repetitive.
There's
like,
something
you know,
happening
yeah,
every weekend.
That's it, like yeah. So, yeah, no, I'm all down for that. But do you know what? On hens and stags, there's another point. Keane, my housemate. Shout out, Keane. Are you in there? He's in the next room if you can hear. He made a point earlier on. We were just kind of chatting about this before we started recording. And he was saying that two girls that he knows, right? They're two girls who are together in a relationship or whatever and are getting married. And they're having like a joint hen.
Class.
Because they've went to school together and stuff, so like their group of friends is the same, so they can't really have like a separate hen night each or whatever, or like I was thinking, is that a bit of a weird, like maybe it's just more of just a party that's gonna drink it, but is it a little bit lost on you then, the fact that you don't really have a like a hen or a stag, or I don't know.
No, I don't think it's supposed to be
a bit of a blowout, right? Like, as in just a total, like...
I think for lads, it's more of a blowout.
No,
offense.
Okay, listen, right? I'm gonna quote you on that, and I'm going to tell you that, obviously, I used to play music in bands and stuff, right?
Mm.
So we played in a lot of pubs around the country that would have big hens and big stags in, right? Mm. Hens were way more trouble.
Do you think
and
so?
And way more leery. Absolutely.
Really?
100%.
Maybe it's just the lads that I know.
Possibly, I don't know. But yeah, in general, and now listen, I'm not saying that they're bad or whatever, but I'm just saying the hens definitely get crazier than the stags do for the most part.
No, I have seen a few crazy hens, like, to know, but I like most stag party stories that I hear, like, someone's been rescued or brought in A&E or something, sure,
that's just,
you know.
That's just banter, though.
Maybe, yeah. No, I don't think that's weird with the two girls celebrating their hen together at all. I think it'd be very difficult if they tried to do it separately.
But that's what I mean. So, like, they didn't really have the option, you know? But it's just something different that, like, you know.
It's different, but imagine how memorable that's going to be for that group of friends in a couple of years. Like,
no, of course. Yeah, I get that. I think, like, I think the point I'm just trying to make is that you'd wonder, do they feel like they're missing out on that experience of, you know, like, being away from your partner. And just like I said, just having an absolute blowout with the friends or whatever. Do you know, and like the whole hens and the stags, they get a bit risque, like, do you know?
Maybe if they didn't share the same group of friends, they wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't be doing it then, yeah.
So I think if they didn't share the same group of friends, then they'd probably be doing something different, like, do you know? Yeah.
It's just something to think about as well. I've never even thought of that or never even considered it, like,
If you were getting married now in the morning and you were having a stag, where would you go?
Well, if I was getting married in the morning, I'd have had my stag about 6 months ago.
Well, figuratively speaking,
there is no way I'd be in any shape. I'd probably end up signing the register in the wrong spot and getting married to the bridesmaid or something.
If you were getting married on the 12th of November.
So where would I go?
Yeah.
Well, it's not really up to me, though, is it? That'd be up to your best man or your maid of honour, isn't
it? Where would you like your best man to take you, then?
I don't know. Somewhere... listen, I mean, this is... There's two options, right? So you've got the absolutely no questions asked. There's plenty of money in the bank. You can go absolutely wherever you want kind of thing, right? Then you're going to Vegas, like. The boys are going to Vegas, like. That's straight up, like. There's nowhere better. Do you know what I mean? But, like, a realistic one. Mm. See, foreign is always hard. Because it's... Depending on how many people you're going to bring... It's hard to, like, try and get time when everyone can get, like, a few days off. Or, like, it's a great idea and that, yeah. But, like, it's still a little hard. Then again, maybe just somewhere in the UK, like, or depending on the time of year, do you know? Do you know what would be really cool, actually? I love, like, wintertime and snow and all that stuff. So you could, like, organise, let's say...
A ski trip.
A chalet or something. Do you know, you get, like, the 8 rooms in a big lodge or whatever.
Mm.
And just bring, like, 10, 12 lads and go, like, snowboarding or whatever for the
weekend.
That's
becoming very popular, ski trips.
I think something like that would be quite cool. Like, or, like I was saying, I think it's all based around, like, activities and stuff, you know?
And that's another thing I just picked up on. You said there that it wouldn't be up to you. I think that tradition has died.
Really?
Of the groom and the bride not knowing where they're going on their stag or their hen. Yeah, I think that's...
I mean, that's a little bit of that is probably because hens and stags these days tend to go, like, much further away. So there's planning involved and passports and, like, do you know what I mean? So they're going to have an idea where they're going.
Yeah, I think it's just so they have an idea where they're going, like, so...
Yeah, but I suppose wrapping up... It's not like either of us have to worry about that anytime soon.
No, not anytime soon. And... We're just getting older.
We're getting on, are we?
I wonder if I'm going to be the person that's just like 27 dresses.
I don't know what that is.
You've never seen 27 dresses? She's always a bridesmaid. And
she has 27 bridesmaids dresses?
When she eventually gets married, she has 27 bridesmaids.
Oh, Jesus.
Because she was a bridesmaid for 27 dresses.
Imagine having to pay for... I hope daddy's got money. Cause
or else I'm just going to be that... Oh, yeah, Aaron's over in the corner drinking another bottle of wine. Pissed drunk.
She wasn't even invited to this wedding.
No, like, so who the hell is she?
I don't know. I just met her early.
Security.
Yeah, please. Hello.
Speaking of weddings, hens and stuff, you stumbled upon something very interesting and gave me a little bit of a fright earlier.
I did. And I think we're going to introduce our new segment again. So this is our Weird Wonderful World of Weirdos.
Yay.
It's a weird, wonderful world of weirdos.
Especially Anto.
Yeah, so I came across a story, right, about the Kardashians being in Adair Manor this week. Yeah. No, not those Kardashians. Sorry. Yeah, maybe I should. Not the real Kardashians. No.
Bummer.
Yeah, so this is the Chinese Kardashians.
Oh, wow.
I know, right? Yeah.
Wow.
So basically, the Chinese version of the Kardashians are in Adair Manor getting married this week, right? Yeah, so I don't even know what a Chinese Kardashian would look like.
Well, what is a Chinese Kardashian? Do they have big butts in reality TV shows, or what's the story?
Yeah, so basically there's this couple in China, right? And it's an actress and a singer. Her name is... I'm going to read this now, because my Chinese since I left school isn't the best, you know. Her name is Tang Yijing. That was all right, wasn't it?
That wasn't bad.
That was okay. And her new hubby... who is a movie star by the name of Zhang Ruiyun, who I think was actually a Tekken character. Maybe. Oh, hold on. Tang and Zhang. Oh, they're Tang Zhang.
Oh, that's cute. That works. They're like yin and yang.
Yeah, the article writes itself. Yeah, so Tang and Zhang have flown over to get married in Ireland this week, right? So basically, she's a famous singer and actress and stuff, and he's also a movie star. But the thing is, they left China and kind of secretly eloped to get married over here. There was not a lot being said about it in the media over there. Now, obviously, like, the media in China and social media and all that kind of stuff is much different, obviously, than what we're used to. Like, they don't have Facebook. They've got a thing called, what is it, Weibo or something, or... Weebot. Yeah.
I'm just making up words again.
Listen, it probably sounds something like that in Chinese.
It's weird over there if you actually think about all that crap, but we won't get into that.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, so no, it is. It's Weibo, right?
Okay.
Much like Bebo. I wonder, like everything else in China, did they rip that off the Western world?
Probably.
So yeah, Weibo is basically what they have over there. So there was like stories and rumors circulating. The Chinese version of Vogue is paying for this whole wedding. So they've rented out the entire Adair Manor, right?
You're joking.
The entire Adair Manor, okay? Listen, if you don't know Adair Manor, just on the off chance if you don't know Adair Manor, like, it's ridiculously 5-star luxury, like, huge price. And, like, I think they were saying some of the rooms there are, like, 4,000 euro a night, like, suites and that kind of thing. Like, it's a bit of a big deal.
I'll never see it anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, you could drive past. But, yeah, so basically they flew over, kind of secretly eloped. Chinese Vogue are paying for that. So, like, it's all very, very private. Like, no one else is allowed in the hotel while they're there. There was only, like, 70 guests in total, like, staying in the hotel. They've had no access, has been, like, barred to anyone else trying to get in or stay or anything like that. Hmm. And, yeah, so that's what's been going on with them.
So, right? When's the wedding?
So, I think their wedding was last Saturday. So, that is, today is Thursday. You're hearing this on Friday. So, just about a week ago. But they're still there.
I wonder if that who owned that big, massive plane I seen back west yesterday.
I wouldn't say so, because as far as I know, China is east of here.
No, but like maybe they were flying them and all the wedding guests around. If you're paying that much money for a room in Adair, you probably own a plane.
Oh, they definitely own planes. Yeah, so basically the groom's father, who apparently is worth about 20-odd million himself or whatever, he's on the Chinese Forbes list. So he's got plenty of money as well. But yeah, so they close off the whole place. And all the like photos are exclusive to Chinese Vogue and all that kind of crack.
I must look into this Chinese Vogue.
You'll have to look at Chinese Vogue, yeah. So yeah, so basically, the reason they kind of came to Ireland is it's been said, or they were writing on their social media back in China, and apparently, according to them, there is an old Irish saying. Now I don't know if it's Osqueli or not, like, but there's an old Irish saying that Ireland is a country where you get married and will never get divorced.
What a load of wallop. They made that up.
Quite possibly. They chose Ireland. Out of anywhere in the world, they chose Ireland because of their deep love of Irish culture. You know that deep love that all Chinese people have for spuds and stews.
Pints?
And pints, yeah.
What is Irish culture like? When you go out foreign and you say you're Irish, people usually generally turn around and go, ah, you're up for the pint.
See, the problem with going off and leaving Ireland when you're from Ireland is the first thing we do is after we drop the suitcases off in the hotel room is go down to reception and ask where the nearest Irish bar is.
True, yeah, that's true.
We're all sick of the place while we're here, but the second you get in a plane and get out of here, all you want is Denny Rasher's decent Guinness.
Irish culture. Like,
and a fucking 1994 Kerry jersey on the wall behind the bar.
Jeez, if you ask me now what was Irish culture apart from pints and being associated with pints and leprechauns,
okay,
I don't know.
You're Irish yourself and you're stereotyping us right now. Come on.
Sure, like the whole world, I think, does like.
But like Irish culture, I think obviously there's a lot to do with arts and music and all that kind of stuff. It's very like, do you know, like Irish dancing,
yeah,
and,
yeah,
and the music, obviously trad and that, yeah, kind of stuff. They'd be like massively considered parts of Irish culture. Definitely, they would be. But like, you know, I read a stat before, right? So I think there's like somewhere between 4 and 5 million people in Ireland at the moment as the population of the country, right? As according to the last Anto census, there was, you know, around about that many people. But there is 70 million people in the world that claim Irish descent.
Oh yeah, I know.
All that goes to show is we're fair good at riding, like. I mean,
or people just want to be us.
No, there's that too. Yeah, no, like, it's anytime you go to America and you ask any American, it's like, where are you from? And you expect them to say Chicago or whatever. It's like, well, I'm a quarter Irish and 2/3 Greek and 4/15 Norwegian. It's like, no, lad, you're American.
My great grandfather was Seamus, and he was from Ballybunion.
Oh, Seamus, I know him, yeah. And then they're delighted, like.
No, I just love to know what ying and yang or zhang and ting or ting and tang or
walla walla bing bang.
Whatever their names are.
Oh God, casual racism. Let's stop. That's bold.
Stop.
That's
sorry.
Bold.
Sorry, batter. I'd love to know what ying and yang think of Irish culture, to be honest.
Jesus. Tang and zhang, all right?
Thank you. I couldn't pronounce the names.
Well, listen, apparently her name in English is Tina Tang. So
it's catchy.
It's catchy, right? Well, I mean, she is a celebrity, you know.
Okay, so I'd like to know what Tina and Zhang.
Zhang, yeah, I don't know his
think
name
what English. Irish culture is. So if I met them in a deer and said, "Hey,
just spin out and ask." I don't know if they speak much English.
What's
like
Irish culture?
What is Irish culture? What's Irish culture to us? What's Irish culture to you? Apart from the stereotypes, like what do you think we're known for, and what would you like us?
Oh,
to
we're
be known
definitely
for?
Known for river dance.
Yes. Okay, now, to be fair, like, I still get chills whenever
I know, I do.
There's something
I do
about
as well.
I mean, listen.
And go down Mee Hall there with
no,
the cake.
No, I was in Portugal once on holiday, right?
Oh, God.
We're in an Irish bar, obviously, standard.
Yeah.
It was at that kind of point in the night between, do you know when people have had, like, their day pints and maybe had a bit of dinner and, you know, a lot of people go home for the nap.
And get sick.
We're not all you, okay? You go home for the nap before you get ready to go out again later. Do you know that
kind of
kind of time of the night where it's kind of quietish around the bar, maybe like 8, 9 p.m. that kind of thing, right?
Okay.
So we're in this Irish bar, myself and a couple of lads, and they were just playing tunes in the background. And it was a playlist on the radio of like kind of folky stuff or whatever, right? And there'd been this lad just standing at the edge of the bar, and I swear to God, it was like, have you seen the Inbetweeners movie? And there's that guy that they just keep coming across is like just totally down on his luck, absolutely no cash, and just not doing well in life.
Okay.
The same guy, not the same guy, but there was a guy standing at the edge of the bar, and my God, the bar was doing some work keeping him steady and upright, like, because it was not going well for him, right?
Great.
So that was fine. Swear to God, he stood there for 2 hours, not moving, not touching his pint, not doing nothing. Just the eyes a droop every now and again, but he was fine. Like, he was one of our own. He was okay. We knew he was grand. He was alright. Maybe a little sunburned, but he was okay. But yeah, so we stayed on in the bar. A couple of lads had gone home, and then they all came back out. So there was about 8 or 9 of us in the pub, and the tune started picking up and getting a bit louder as the pub was getting a bit livelier, right? And then all of a sudden, someone rang a big bell behind the bar, and all the music stopped. And one of the barmen just shouted out, and Riverdance started playing. Bang, like as loud as you can possibly imagine, straight into the heavy bit. No kissing, none of the stuff at the start, none of the quiet little singery quirky stuff. Just straight in, alright? Bang. And I swear to God, old Shamey down the end of the bar, wherever he came out of, literally. It was like someone had like hypnotized him, and Riverdance was like the signal to snap back into action. The hands went straight down by the sides, and he went fucking flying up and down the bar.
Yes.
Baiting it out to Riverdance. It was absolutely phenomenal. Not one of us got a video or a picture, because literally we sat there for 2.5 minutes with our jaws on the ground, just watching what was after happening.
That was mad.
It was both beautiful, hypnotic, mental, and about the most Irish thing I've ever come across in
my
life.
We are very proud of it, though.
We are very proud of it. Like, you know what I mean? Bring back Oran Naveen at the end of nightclubs. When did that stop?
No.
What do you mean, no?
No.
When did that stop?
I think when that used to happen in the local nightclub at home, all the girls used to piss off outside for fags and stuff, and all the lads would be standing there with their hands on their arms. All right, lads. When are you off to Thomond?
Yeah, there's something about, I don't know, there's certain little things like that that just, you know, anytime you watch Michael Collins or the Wind That Shakes the Barley, by God, all you want to do is just run outside and smash a few cans with a hurley. There's something, I don't know, there's innate things in us that just get awoken.
We are a desperate, proud nation, though, to be fair.
We are, but we're about as chilled as we can possibly be about people taking the piss out of us. To a point. Jesus, you don't want to cross that point.
You looked really vicious when you said that.
Yeah, intense. I mean, to a point, like, we'll have all the crack and we'll take any amount of abuse you want to give us, right?
Mm.
But as soon...
You look really scary now.
As soon as you say a word about Mammy or Guinness or Tato's. In a tato sandwich, right?
Oh, yeah. We had this discussion before.
Watch out. I mean,
get out.
Boys will turn on you.
If you're in our country and you're slagging us.
Boys will turn on you.
Get out.
No, girls will turn on you as well. The whole lot of us will turn on you.
There'll be
babies with pitchforks coming down the road after you.
Vicious.
If that gets out. Yeah, no.
You just
have to be careful, though. There is a point when an Irish man will break. And he's having none of it. He's having
fine
none
lines, lads. It's all about fine lines.
That's it.
What do you think we're known for?
What do I think we're known for? Do you know what? For such a small country, we are ridiculously good at a few old sports there. Like, when you consider how small the country is compared to some other, like, we've literally one of the best rugby teams in the world, bar none. Now, I know rugby's not massively international to the level that, like, soccer might be, right? There's not every country plays soccer and they're all world ranked or whatever. But, like, the fact that we are that small and it's, like, it's not our national sport. We have our own national games. Like, obviously, New Zealand are probably the best rugby team, like, in the world at all times, right? That's their game. That's the only thing they play. Like, every man, woman and child and dog plays rugby in New Zealand,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So they're going to be good, okay? But then in Ireland, like, we've got the Gaa, so we've got our, like, football and hurling. You've got soccer is obviously massive here. You've got, like, a load of other sports as well. So the fact that we are that highly ranked in rugby is, like, I think it's really impressive.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good point.
But then you've got, like, boxers as well. We've always produced, like, really good boxers over the years. Obviously, Katie is flying the flag, like, massively at the moment.
And go on, say it.
I'm not going to say about that fool.
You'll do nothing.
Yeah, I will. I'll say nothing, Connor. Come at me. I hear you're not fighting anymore. Come at me if you happen to hear this podcast.
Imagine. Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, listen. I mean, love him or hate him or whatever, he did massively put Irish MMA on the map.
He did.
And, like, a lot of people have got into MMA.
Because of him.
Literally, yeah. Just because it's gotten, like, a massive following. And whether you like the sport or not, it is a really, really skilled discipline. You have to admit that. Like, whatever about kind of the injuries or how violent you might think it is, like, when you get down to the nitty gritty of it, it is a really, really skilled discipline. And he is very, very good at it. As much as he talks, he is very good. I just think in sport, considering the size of us, we do so well. And then you look at music. I mean, we've had some of the biggest bands of all time. Genuinely. Biggest bands of all time. And I hate them. F***ing you two.
You said it, not me.
Bono, man, what?
So boring.
What are you at?
Listen, I love each their own. I know loads of people who love U2, and they do have some good songs.
All U2 is good. I'm into 80s U2.
With or without you, on that episode of Friends, I was hooked. I was like balling.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I mean, listen, they had some good tunes. I mean, but you look at, like, Irish bands in general, right? Coraline are doing really well and stuff. You've got, like, Picture This are just coming up now at the moment. Obviously, like, huge here, but doing decent things in the UK and America. Wild Youth, I think, are going to be absolutely massive.
Mm.
There is a huge underground scene. Whatever about how we're looking internationally, like at all the artists we've had, like you've had, like, do you know, the Cranberries, and
yeah.
like, do you know, there's been so many like massive bands over the years, Thin Lizzy, and like, do you know,
there's
so
a
many,
lot of creepy literally. Crawlies.
Yeah, like you, there's so many that you can name. But right now, music in Ireland is so good.
Yeah, it's
like
booming.
There is so much going on. There's so many artists and so many people getting a chance and having their music heard. Like I said, yeah, it's really really impressive. Do you know what? I think it's worth. We might do a segment on it maybe next week or something.
Yeah, I'd be like, thinking. You know, yeah,
or like even like a recurrent one. We might pick like an Irish artist of the week, plug them a little bit.
Yeah,
because like I said, there's an awful lot out there. And anything you could do to help our own, you know, you can help your own.
One of our own.
That's it. I mean, listen, I saw a video last week. Michael D, you gotta love the man. Michael D and Sabina, they're absolute heroes, right? And those two dogs, national dogs.
Can I just say, I don't know if I addressed it when we did our Trump thing. I'm pretty sure I did. But I'm so proud to have a president who, while the country was losing its mind down this side over Trump flying in and whatnot, Michael D. Higgins was at a tea party with his dog. Did you see that video, no?
No, that's Irish.
That's Irish. At a tea party with the dog.
Love it. But yeah, no, what he does is, I don't know how often it is, but I do know that like, couple of times a year he'll have like a big kind of garden party. They set up a big huge marquee up in Oras and Uthron, right? And he'll get a lot of like local, or not local, but a lot of Irish acts, like can be unsigned or just like ground level, like and he'll bring them up and they'll do like a showcase kind of thing or whatever.
Cool.
And funniest thing I saw was, I don't know if you've come across Jafaris yet. So Jafaris is kind of hip hop, kind of rapper,
bell,
yeah. So Jafaris was performing and there's a video of Sabina like giving it absolute socks, like right in front of you, bopping away to these like real heavy, nice hip hop beats, like giving it socks. And they absolutely love it. They genuinely like love the fact that there's young people out there like making music and being creative and being artistic and stuff. And I think like that's obviously I voted for Miguel Lee, like, you know, that was why, because he's pushing the arts. Like the presidency of Ireland isn't a massively political job. Do you know what I mean? It's more about promoting our culture and that kind of stuff, which I feel like that's he was the right guy for that. Now listen, you can say I'm wrong in that job. I don't know if I'm right or wrong. You can say I'm wrong, but I think that's a massive part of the job, and I think he does it really, really well.
I love
plus
Michael
I mean, going back to culture, who else in the world would have voted for a president that looks exactly like a leprechaun?
That's true.
That is very true.
That's true.
I mean, he's representative of us. You know?
And we have tea cosies in the shape of our president too.
They're gorgeous.
They're the cutest things ever.
They're amazing. If you haven't seen them, go check them out online. Make sure you do. They are very, very good.
We may throw up an old picture of one.
Well, yeah, we've got socials now, haven't we? Yeah.
We do.
So speaking of socials and all things like that, I think that about wraps it up for this week. We've talked enough. Crap.
Yeah.
You didn't curse too much this week.
No, I didn't. I'm learning slowly but surely. You're guiding
very
me.
Slowly but surely. Throw one more in. Pick a favourite one. Throw one more in. Geebag, love it, good stuff.
Okay, I actually, there were so many words flashing to my mind there, I couldn't pick one.
But we're going to leave it there, right? Like I said, we're going to throw up our Instagram and Twitter in the next day. It'll be up by the time this podcast goes out.
Mm-hmm.
So Instagram is @adulting_4_dummies. Make sure you throw us a follow, and we'll be posting across our stories and all that kind of stuff with that. And like I said, if we get to 500 followers by the final week of Love Island, I'm getting all waxed down here on the
still
podcast.
Still lacking the confidence.
Yeah, we're gonna insta live all that. So yeah, 500 follows. Oh god, that's not a lot, is it?
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Hit us up on Twitter as well @2dumbadults, which is exactly what we are.
Yeah.
Or if there's anything you'd like us to chat about, anything at all, you can hit us up either in the DMs or at erinandanto@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Throw us a little message. Just let us know either what you think. You can just throw us absolute dog's abuse. Anything at all, really. We just like to hear back from people, you know.
Yeah, and just a quick thank you as well to, I know you've gotten a few good messages, Anto, and stuff.
Yeah.
And thank you to those people that do take the time to text me or Anto and
hold on, give us your opinions. Hold on, start that again, right?
Okay.
I'm going to play some music here.
And can I just give a quick shout out and a thank you to those people who have messaged us? I know you've gotten a few messages, Anto.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
And I've gotten some as well. So it does mean something to us to get the feedback and to hear that you guys are enjoying it.
Exactly. Because, I mean, we're not exactly very confident people. We need this. We need people to let us know that we're doing good so we can keep doing it.
Yeah, I've gotten a few good things. Yeah, no. But a big one is some people love the banging tune.
Yeah, it's banging tune time, isn't it?
Oh, look at the excitement in your little face. Anto has a pretty good one, I think.
I've got an absolute banger, right? I don't know if people remember this song, but it's one of those songs that you kind of forget about. You forget the name of, but anytime it comes on, you just cannot but help bop away. It's like a perfect driving tune. So if you are listening to the podcast, just finished work, heading home for the weekend, the sun is absolutely splitting the rocks. This is what you need. Bomb Funk, MCs, Freestyler. Let's go. We are Audi. We will chat to you later.
Bye.
Freestyler. Rock the microphone. Straight from the top of my dome. Freestyler. Rock the microphone. Carry on with the freestyler. So hold on, tight as a rock the mic, right? Oh, excuse me, fast, don't ask to synchronize. So with the analyze, upcoming wipes the session. Let there be a lesson, question. You carry protection, now when your heart go on, like Celine Dion, come back to me, Leon. Rock the microphone. Carry on with the freestyler.